Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Oolitic, Indiana, an hour shy of sunup, and a farmer's getting to work. Tuscaloosa, Alabama, way before early, and a farmer is getting to work. All across America, farmers are starting another long day. Maybe it's time we said thanks. The American farmer is essential to the economy. That's why ADM works to be essential to him, creating thousands of products from his crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. The wake-up Walmart campaign bus rolls across the land, screaming out, "Walmart is buying goods made in China. Walmart is running small stores out of business. Walmart pays starvation wages," on and on. Liberal politicians join in the rant. Senator Hillary Clinton, she sat on Walmart's board of directors in 1990, not anymore. Last year, self-righteous Hillary returned a Walmart campaign contribution. All of this after President Clinton, in 1992, at Sam Walton's funeral, declared Sam Walton the greatest citizen in the history of Arkansas. As a wake-up caravan crosses the country, liberal politicians flock to complain about Walmart. So what's going on here? Well, I know the answer, and it's shameful. It's dishonest politics of the worst kind. Liberal politicians are owned by the labor unions, and since Walmart is not unionized, Walmart is evil. The organizations and individuals leading the attack are elitists with money. The savings that Walmart delivers to the shopper, it isn't that important to them. They don't mind paying double the price for organic food or bottled water. For many families, saving $20 or $40 on a grocery bill is a big deal. So why do you think Walmart has grown into such a big and successful company? Contrary to the critics, Walmart employees aren't being shortchanged either. Jason Furman, John Kerry's former economic advisor, concluded in a paper last year that Walmart's health benefits are generous as other large retailers. I have to ask, don't we believe in the free enterprise system? Don't we want the customers to get value? When we see a bargain, we buy it. And that's why China gets a lot of business. We believe in trade. U.S. executives voted Walmart the most admired company in Fortune magazine's annual survey last year. I don't know how the liberal politicians and organizations that claim to be champions of the poor and downtrodden can look their constituents in the eye. Any thoughts you have, contact me, jblock@ofwlaw.com. jblock@ofwlaw.com. Have a great week.